And 6:06, it is overcast and 31 degrees in Tulsa. We have a very strong north wind this morning that is pushing the wind chill down to 20. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The National Transportation Safety Board has started its review of the crash of a twin engine airplane near Owosso. Now, family members have identified the victim as Dr. Perry Inhofe. The 52-year-old Tulsa surgeon is the son of Oklahoma U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe. NTSB investigator Aaron Sauer is handling the review at Owosso.
From this point forward, we'll be spending a couple days out here. We'll be reviewing those maintenance records. The aircraft will then be recovered out of this location, be moved to a secure facility to be determined at this point in time. But that'll be stored at that facility where continuing investigative work will be done as needed.
Condolences are pouring in to the Inhofe family, including those from Mayor Bartlett and Cherokee Chief Bill John Baker. Well, it is finally here. Election Day and the hard-fought Tulsa mayoral race. The polls open in less than an hour at 7 o'clock this morning as Tulsans decide between incumbent Dewey Bartlett and former mayor Kathy Taylor. The city auditor's race is also on the ballot today, as well as the $918 million capital improvement project. We'll be here tonight with the latest election results for you, both on air and online. Well, brr, it is cold this morning. Tulsa's National Weather Service's Brad McGaverick says your wardrobe is going to need to change today.
Just be aware that, you know, it's going to be quite a bit different than what we have. And if you've got kids that are going to be out waiting for the bus or anything like that, make sure that they have a coat on.
McGaverick says temperatures will get slightly warmer throughout the week, but it's going to stay very cool. In fact, there is a hard freeze warning for tonight as temperatures here in Tulsa are expected to plunge to 19 degrees overnight. A couple and a two-year-old child are injured while trying to cross a dark section of South Peoria near 61st Street. They were struck by an oncoming car after leaving the warehouse market last night. That child later died at a Tulsa hospital. A helicopter crashes in the middle of a Tulsa expressway, except this chopper was not flying when it went down. It was being transported on a flatbed truck when it became entangled in a highway sign. Now, no one was injured, but traffic on Highway 75 near the First Street exit had to be rerouted yesterday. The chopper was on its way from the Tulsa Air and Space Museum to the Tulsa Veterans Day Parade. Our Marshall Stewart takes us to yesterday's parade.
Children and senior citizens waving American flags line the parade route in downtown Tulsa on a pleasant fall day. Several World War II vets are riding in the parade, but there are fewer every year. Particular attention is being paid to them. In their 80s and 90s now, they're dying at the rate of nearly 2,000 a day. In the Tulsa parade is Jim Alsbaugh, a decorated soldier who fought in Germany.
But I was a combat infantryman, Purple Heart, Bronze Star, combat infantry badge. So I was in the middle of it.
With more than 100 entries, Tulsa's Veterans Day parade is one of the largest in the nation. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, sunny, windy, and cold today, 41 for a high. Tonight, a hard freeze warning with a low in Tulsa of 19. Tomorrow, blue skies, but still well below normal, a high of 49. Normal for this time of year is 62. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation. Right now in Tulsa, it is cloudy. We have a wind chill index of 20, the actual temperature 31. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.